Among the many issues President-elect Trump will focus on, illegal immigration, no surprise, will be among his top priorities. And this is a matter which the president can certainly initiate policies on, but will take others to implement them. That includes the attorney general. President-elect Trump has nominated Senator Jeff Sessions for that position, and the organization my next guest heads has given that nominee its full endorsement. Here to share why is the founder and president of Numbers USA, Roy Beck. Thanks for being here today, Roy.
Great to be with you.
NumbersUSA.com is the website for this and other topics regarding immigration, and what Numbers USA does, too, more importantly, is offer solutions and guidance for which I hope that this incoming administration will embrace, Roy, because certainly the outgoing administration turned a blind eye to all this matters.
Well, we've had a situation where Congress has passed law after law on enforcing immigration laws, and presidents have signed those things into law, but then we've had presidents that don't enforce those laws, and so it's almost as if Congress doesn't matter. And President George W. Bush basically ignored those laws for 6.5 years. Finally, the last year and a half, he allowed his administration to start enforcing. Then President Obama came in and has pretty much gutted, stopped a good share of the enforcement. We do have a president right now who he ran on this. You know, this is his promise. This is not like something in some obscure paper that was put out by his campaign, is it? This was immigration enforcement was his signature issue.
Yeah,
I think we all have a right to expect that a lot's going to happen.
Yeah, this was the date that brought him to the dance, no doubt about that. So when you look at Jeff Sessions' track record as a senator, what gives you a sense of encouragement about him?
Well, on the issue of immigration, he has been our champion for the 20 years that he's been in Congress. He was the man that you could depend on to run down to the floor of the Senate if somebody tried to slip something through on a unanimous consent. You know, kind of a lot of these things happen. They try to sort of sneak them through. And he would be the one that would run down there as soon as he was alerted. He'd have a staff that'd be watching for that kind of thing and put a block on things so they could be debated and discussed. He was the person you could depend on in debates to always be there, I mean, day after day, giving the point of view of kind of just the regular taxpayers, regular working people of America. So we know where his heart is. It's not like these are not promises for Jeff Sessions. He's been fulfilling these promises for all these years, and now he's going to be in one of the three or four cabinet agencies that have the most to do with whether these immigration laws are enforced, the Department of Justice.
I was reading up on some of Senator Sessions' points of focus and some of the work in the legislation, actions, and his speeches. It seems like he's one of the individuals who really put a strong focus on the economic impact of illegal immigration, specifically how it took away jobs.
He did. And, you know, President-elect Trump ran on immigration really on two fronts. One of them was the rule of law track, which had a lot to do with terrorism, physical security, security from crime, you know, sanctuary cities, that kind of thing. And then he also ran on the economic track, which is we ought to have an immigration system that actually protects the economic interests of Americans. And before Senator Sessions came on the scene in a really strong way in 2006, the tendency of our friends in Congress was to focus just on the rule of law track. And what Senator Sessions did was he's expanded it and deepened it so that a much wider audience could understand that, you know, this is something that really has a lot to do with the questions of economic disparity and stagnant wages and the rising number of Americans who are totally outside of the workforce. And in doing so, he was able to, and especially in his very moderate and genteel voice, he was able to broaden the number of people in America who could see that immigration is an issue that they really ought to be dealing with. And I think that's why, one of the reasons why Trump was able to broaden his appeal and end up getting elected. But, and not surprisingly, you know, who was right at his right hand traveling with him throughout most of the campaign. It was Senator Sessions. So I don't think – I've seen nothing that suggests that Mr. Trump had much involvement, engagement in this economic immigration issue before he started running for president. But he was a quick learner, and he picked up people like Senator Sessions and some other people that helped him on speeches and all. So I know he's surrounded by people who have the Sessions-type understanding of this issue and just how it affects people throughout the whole country.
Talking with Roy Beck, who is the head of Numbers USA. On the web, it's numbersusa.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm going to ask you to gaze into your immigration crystal ball, Roy, and if I'm a sanctuary city, whether it's Newark, New Jersey, San Francisco, California, any point in between, how nervous and concerned should I be with an attorney general, Jeff Sessions?
Well, I think they should be quite nervous if they are really think they're going to be able to continue to disobey federal law. This is a person who does believe in the rule of law. He's been an attorney general of a state. He's been a U.S. attorney. And he's been dealing with these issues for all these years in the Senate. He has a great deal of authority the minute that he becomes Attorney General to begin tightening the screws on these sanctuary cities. I don't think that he will likely immediately punish these cities. I think what he will do is give them a chance to negotiate and figure out what they can do to get right with the law. A lot of the media reports are very deceptive. They seem to suggest that being a sanctuary city means that you refuse to stop people and ask them for their immigration papers. That's not the issue at all. The issue is when the federal government learns that somebody is in prison and run the names and the information and find out that those people are illegal aliens, they then contact the prisons or the jails and issue these detainers saying, at the date that they're to get out, let us know, hold them until we can pick them up and put them into removal proceedings. This is not about going around and snooping to ask people, are you illegal or not? This is about convicted criminals. And sanctuaries, the sanctuary cities, not every sanctuary city actually is violating federal law. That's what's interesting. Some of these cities call themselves sanctuary cities for its street theater. It's public posturing to just say, look at us. Aren't we brave to stand up to the federal government? And so those, they're not going to have any trouble because if they're not specifically violating the federal law, the Sessions is not going to go after them, no matter what they say. But the ones that are that are insisting on turning convicted criminal aliens out on the streets to make sure that they continue to live and work in the United States of America, Senator Sessions has the power to begin prosecuting, to begin withholding funds, and we'll just see how long some of those cities decide that convicted criminal aliens are more important than the funds. That the federal funds that they're losing for other programs in their city.
Yes. I think back to when the recession or downturn, whatever it was called back then in 2008, 2009, hit at its hardest and the jobs got reduced. We saw, strangely enough, a lot of self-deportation. The jobs dried up. There was no reason to stay here. Many illegals went home. You look at the E-Verify program and brought up a map, and there is no uniform code from state to state. Every state has a variable. You have regions like in the Northeast where there's no state E-Verify, a little fraction here, some reasons there. Do you hope that with a President Trump, an Attorney General Sessions, and a Congress that's Republican in both houses, that we'll get a mandatory national E-Verify program?
It certainly is one of the great hopes for this first year. I would hope that it comes up in the first 6 months. I don't know that it'll be the first 100 days, but the president has indicated that this kind of enforcement is top priority. And the only, you know, you're trying to think, what is the excuse for not having an E-Verify program. Because having an E-Verify program does not mean that you're deporting people. I know so many people just hate the idea of deporting people. You're not deporting people. You're just saying you can't have a job. So at least we ought to be able to agree on that. Can't we agree that the jobs, you know, that all of these unemployed Americans deserve that job, that they have some kind of claim on that job over somebody from another country? And yet, there's been pretty much promises from the Democratic minority in the Senate that they will filibuster an E-Verify bill and protect the outlaw employers that hire an illegal foreign workforce. So, I hope that we'll see, and I expect to see, is that the House will pass a mandatory verify bill, that Senator McConnell, the Majority Leader McConnell, and the Senate will bring that bill to the floor, and then we will have to get 60 votes to overcome the Democrats' filibuster. There are probably 4 or 5 Republican senators of the 52. Their constituents are going to have to work on pretty hard. These are amnesty, these expansionist amnesty Republicans, like Senator Lindsey Graham, that might join the filibuster. I think we got a good chance though to persuade them to vote for mandatory verify, and then that would mean we still need 8 Democrats. There has been widely reported there are 10 Democratic senators who are up for re-election in 2 years, who are from states that voted for Trump.
Yeah,
those ten senators have got to pay a lot of attention how their state is feeling about this. And so, one of the jobs that all of us in the communication sectors, whether it's radio or whether it's nonprofits like ourselves, is that we've got to educate the people, especially in those states. And to provide ways for them to mobilize to make sure that their senators understand this is a must. There really is no excuse for allowing employers to continue to have an illegal workforce. So this is going to be an exciting year because these are big issues. These are not little issues. And I'm glad you brought up E-Verify because there's nothing. There's not the wall. There's not anything that will make more difference in reducing both the current and future illegal population than taking away the jobs magnet. It will create results immediately.
Without a doubt. To learn more, learn the facts about this issue and to give your voice to legal immigration, become a part of the work of Numbers USA. Visit them at numbersusa.com. We've been joined by the founder and president, Roy Beck. Mr. Beck, thanks for being here today.
It was great to be with you.